Disappointing. You know, we didn't make a lot of plays, but, you know, to had a chance to make a play at the end, just disappointing. Yeah, I mean, both offenses just moved the ball up and down. I mean, when we look back at it, it was third down. You know, I don't know what it finished, but, I mean, we just couldn't get off the field on third down, whether it was just man-to-man coverage, then making a play. You know, we just didn't do a good job on third down. No, I mean, we just all get ready to play, and, you know, that's all out of our control as players. I mean, we lost, so no matter what, we can look back and then pick a bunch of different things, but we lost as a team. Who? Mount? I mean, the guys played a lot of football, so to not be out there, I'm sure it crushed them. You know, we all want to be out there. We all want to play. So I know Mount, he's super competitive. He wants to be out there. So, you know, I'm not surprised he was emotional. I mean, I think we all was just trying to get ready to go, you know, no matter what. You know, I think he stayed ready. If they would have put him in, he would have been ready to go. So, you know, it was nothing for me to say to him. Not really. I mean, we knew they had good players. So, anytime you have any type of lineup change, you know, they're going to test that out. So, you know, Ero's been in our lineup playing, you know, when he's been healthy all year. So, we have full confidence in him. But we have confidence in all the guys that go out there. So, you know, I wouldn't say like we were, you know, trying to help him a ton. You know, we knew different matchups and different positions and formations they came out and who to help and who not. But, you know, obviously that didn't work out well for us today.
Did you think Foles had this kind of performance in him?
I mean, we wanted to win. So, you know, no, I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't say he couldn't do it, but we wanted to play better than that.
What did your offense do with you guys a little bit off
balance? I thought they just made plays. You know, across the board, you know, we get them in third and long, they make a big catch. I mean, the first drive was an indication, really, of the whole game. You know, we play some good and then one bad play, you know, play some good plays, two bad plays, and you can't win a football game like that.
How surprised were you that you weren't able to make, you know, that one big play? Even in a game like this, you guys all year long, it seemed that they made a pick or made a, you know, a big play, just couldn't
talk about it. That's what this game's about. You know, you play in the Super Bowl, two good teams battling. You know, I would probably say both defenses didn't play the way they wanted, you know, but it always comes down to them getting a big play at the end and, you know, me not making a play on Ertz in the end zone. So that really decided the game, and it hurts. It's disappointing. Yeah, we didn't get it done today as a team. You know, I think we all have confidence when both groups go out there. But, you know, I think we said it after the game a lot. We just didn't make enough plays to win the game. They made more plays. It doesn't matter. It didn't happen. So no point to even, you know, talk about that. We all just get ready to go as players. You know, we don't try to make coaching decisions, and the coaches don't try to play. Yeah, I mean, but that's why we work hard to come out here and win this game. So, I don't know, maybe years from now. But right now, it just fell short tonight. He's been a great leader, and it's hard to lead a bunch of men each year. It changes, different guys come in and out, but I think he's given us a big piece of himself each year. And, you know, me being here for 8 years now, getting to know him and his family and to be a part of this organization with him leading the defense, it's been a great journey. And, you know, I think that's what makes it hurt more that, you know, each year you get one opportunity with this group, and, you know, obviously there'll be some some big changes going into next year. So, you know, it's nothing we could do now, but we would have liked to end it better. I'm fully confident in him, you know, so wish him well and hope he does a great job.
You've been fortunate enough to get to this game a lot, talk about your brothers and everything, but you also know the feeling losing and winning this game. I mean, it's got to be the biggest difference.
Yeah, you'd rather not be here if you're going to lose. It's just the truth. You'd rather have lost 2 or 3 weeks ago rather than come here and lose. So, but the truth is you reset and you put in all the hard work, and you try to get back to this spot. It's hard. You know, we know that. You know, first time I got here, it took 3 years to get back. So there's no guarantee we'll be back in the playoffs, no guarantee we'll be in the AFC Championship. So we just got to, you know, get back to work. Obviously, as individuals for the offseason, and try to get better so we make enough plays to win games next year. Thank you.